Okay.
More so at Peterbrook, because, you know, when things were really going down, that's when we were still there. And, you know, it was just the kind of the perfect storm of things happening there, like, you know, investing a ton of money in growth and taking a lot of risk at the same time the economy dived. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, people used to think nothing of buying $40 boxes of chocolate. And now they're much more price conscious than
right.
they once were. Also, companies. I mean, we used to do a lot of corporate parties. We used to do a lot of corporate gifts. We still do a decent amount of corporate gifts, but I think like holiday Christmas parties, at least as a revenue source for us, have just kind of almost dried out completely.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the pharmaceutical laws changed too. And some of the way that they're allowed to give gifts, so that hurt us.
Right.
Really economy based. So, you know, definitely those things, the economy was definitely impacted because, you know, it's a luxury. It's not like a necessity. But I will say, like, having then turned around Open Sweet Pete's and doing much better than we would have expected in terms of sales, I don't think it's a little frustrating when people act like the economy is insurmountable in terms of entrepreneurship, because I don't think that's the case. But I do think maybe people used to spend their money on an average product or an average experience. They will still spend their money, but it's got to be worth it. And I think that it's just weeding out, like, sort of the survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Because if you're not offering something really great and really working your belt, you know, with the service, you're probably not going to make it. But if you are, the people are still willing to